We begin in the United States this morning, where the Attorney General has broken his silence on the FBI search at the Mar-a-Lago home of former President Donald Trump. Merrick Garland says the Justice Department has asked a judge to unseal the search warrant and has confirmed his involvement in the directive.
I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. The department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
That's U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. The rare public statement comes after mounting pressure on the Attorney General from Trump and his Republican allies to explain the unprecedented search. Richard Painter is the former chief White House ethics lawyer under the Bush administration. He joins me now from Massachusetts. Welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Well, thank you for having me.
Merrick Garland has previously said the Justice Department does not do its investigations in public. Why then has he broken his silence and spoken today?
Well, this is an extraordinary situation. A search warrant executed on the home of a former president with allegations that the former president removed government documents to his home, and other serious allegations having been made against the former President Trump. The public wants to know what's happening, and to the extent it is consistent with the objectives of an investigation and fairness in investigation, the Attorney General should inform the public, and he simply said today that he would like the judge to unseal the search warrant so that the nature of the probable cause that a crime had been committed, that had been shown to the judge, can be known to the public.
How significant is the Attorney General's push then to have the search warrant unsealed?
I believe it's helpful to have as much transparency as possible in a situation like this. It is true that criminal investigations almost always are conducted in secret up to the point of an indictment, but this is an unusual situation, and the public should have as much information as the Department of Justice can provide in as timely a manner as they can provide. We need to keep in mind that both political parties are going to be thinking about who they want to run for office in 2024. For the presidency, and the Republican Party deserves a fair shot at being able to make decisions based on as much information as can be made publicly available about the alleged criminality of the conduct of the former president.
What information will we glean if the warrant is unsealed?
We'll have to wait until the warrant is unsealed to find out what specific evidence of crimes connected to documents that were at Mar-a-Lago would have been shown to the judge to get the judge to sign the search warrant. The search warrant certainly won't spell out all the alleged crimes that Donald Trump has committed. May very well not get into any of the detail that was spelled out by the January 6th committee. That is for another day.
Some voices in conservative media have claimed, without evidence, that FBI agents might have planted evidence. That's just some of the baseless criticism being levelled at authorities by some Trump supporters. Has Merrick Garland succumbed to pressure from these voices?
I've never heard of any such rumour. Maybe that's in the far-right media. They planted evidence at Mar-a-Lago and so forth. It doesn't make any sense. I think Merrick Garland has conducted this investigation as thoroughly as he can. He said absolutely nothing for a year and a half about criminal charges or against the former president. So everything the DOJ has been doing for a year and a half has been in secrecy. And we learned relatively little today. It's just that the Attorney General would like the judge in Florida to unseal the search warrant so the public knows what the probable cause was that gave rise to the right to search the former president's house.
The Attorney General also defended the FBI, which has been under pressure from Trump supporters in the wake of the search. Are you concerned by the way the FBI has been discussed following the search?
Well, we went through this after during the Russia investigation, and the persistent attacks by President Trump and his supporters on the FBI as the FBI was trying to investigate what happened in the 2016 election. And that led up to, of course, President Trump firing the director of the FBI, James Comey. So this is nothing new, attacking the FBI, the law enforcement agency for the federal government, when the FBI comes searching your house. I mean, there's nothing really new about that.
Thank you so much for joining us, Richard.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Richard Painter is the former chief White House ethics lawyer under the Bush administration, talking to us there about news out this morning in the US where the Attorney General has broken his silence on the FBI search of the Mar-a-Lago home of former President Donald Trump.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.